She is the fine sports journalist for the legendary Dallas Morning News, covers the Mavericks, the local scene, recently wrote a terrific piece about our own Satu Sabali and the Wings. You can follow her on Twitter. The handle is at Callie Kaplan. Spell it right, C-A-L-L-I-E-C-A-P-L-A-N. Callie, much appreciate the time. How are you doing during these wild times we find ourselves?
Thanks for having me on. I'm holding up okay. I hope you guys are too.
Yeah, we're hanging in there. As a first-time guest, I always like a little background. You rep the 443, which is Baltimore. You're a Maryland grad, so I'm a diehard New York fan. You now live and work in Dallas, and I promise I won't tell anybody what you said. So are Cowboy fans more annoying in person or just in general on social media?
I'll take the diplomatic answer and say both. How's that?
So growing up where you did, were you a Washington fan? Were you a Ravens fan? Did you have another loyalty? Kind of curious because, like I said, you're a recent college graduate, so Baltimore very much in the picture.
Definitely. A huge Ravens fan growing up. My whole family was very, and still is, very into the Ravens. And for non-football sports, we go Capitals and Wizards.
All right. Well, you know, the Wizards, it's been a while. You were probably not even born for a couple decades when they won it. But, of course, you got to see Ovi and the Caps win it. I got a lot of friends who are big Beltway fans. I would imagine that's pretty high up on your list as a fan of great sports happenings.
Absolutely. It's funny because they won the Stanley Cup, the Caps did, couple days after I moved to Dallas for the job at the Dallas Morning News. So since then, Caps have won a championship, Mystics have won a championship, and the Nats have won a championship, and I've been there for none of it.
Good timing. They must be like, well, Callie finally left. We could get something done here.
Exactly. It was my fault.
I mentioned you attended Maryland. I know you graduated a couple years back, and the Terps now play in the Xfinity Center. But I'm a little older. I was born in 1960 and remember Cole Fieldhouse, you know, Juan Dixon, the 2002 champs, the late Len Bias, great concerts. Even though it stopped being used, I think in 2002. How prominent, or I guess as a student on campus, how often did you hear stories about such a legendary venue?
Yeah, we heard frequent stories about Cole Fieldhouse because Maryland is very much a basketball school instead of a football school.
Right.
And we heard about it more and more over the past couple of years because they turned it into an indoor football practice facility. So that was always huge news to be reporting on when I was a student about what they were doing with Cole Fieldhouse, how that was coming along, and what it's turned into now.
We're talking with Callie Kaplan of the Dallas Morning News. As fans, we get to watch everyone, everything. Everything's at our fingertips. But in getting to cover the Mavericks day in, day out, like we here got to see Marcus Mariota, Sabrina Ionescu. How special is it to watch a remarkable talent like Luka Doncic operate day in, day out, up close and personal?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, now it's not up close and personal that we get to interact with him. But throughout this second season that he's had in Dallas, it's been really, really cool to watch, you know, how he's grown on the court and become even better than I think people kind of expected at this point in his career. But also off the court, how he's, you know, kind of found more of a comfort within Dallas and within the team. And I think you really saw that reflected in the All-Star weekend this year. He had some fun, but he also knew he was the new kid on the block. So it'll be fun to watch him grow into that role and grow into his superstardom in the coming years.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. So I'm a lifelong Knicks fan, so when they traded Porzingis to Dallas, I cried into my number 6 jersey. You got to see him. It was his first healthy season in 3 years, so I guess it's a similar question for those who only get the occasional game or highlight. How unique is his skill set?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's just so interesting to watch him play. Like you said, it had been a really long time since he had taken the court, and obviously there are a lot of storylines and questions that come along with that, but it's been unique to be able to watch him get more comfortable in the system as the season has gone along, and especially around the All-Star break, February and into March, he really hit his stride. I have been asked a couple of times in different forums, you know, which Mavericks player or which player in Dallas might have been most harmed or most hindered by the shutdown happening when it did. And I would say it was Kristaps because he was on fire and really finding that rhythm. But then again, you know, a couple more months off to rehab to get stronger can hopefully only benefit him for his health and for his longevity.
Last thought on the Mavs. I mentioned the big two. There's another ex-Nick there, Tim Hardaway, Seth Curry. Mm-hmm. We're hearing stories of other teams and injuries and opt-outs, but in you getting to communicate with Rick Carlisle, how good of a shape are they in? Because even though they're a 7 seed right now, they're not really that far from a 3. So how are they feeling about heading into this unique season?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of positive energy around the team right now. It's hard to tell for sure, you know, only getting to communicate with them over Zoom and only getting to see some of the videos that the team sends out on a regular basis. But there's, like I said, this good vibe within the team. I think they get along well, so the quarantine shouldn't be too tough when you're stuck around teammates that you actually enjoy being around and doing activities around. And like you said, the standings in the West are so tight there from even 3 seed with Denver, 4 seed with Utah, on down to the Mavericks at number 7. I think we could see some significant changes within that, depending on who's able to come through these practices and good health injury-wise and good health virus-wise.
I know you don't cover the Cowboys, so one general question. You work in the city. You work for like a legendary newspaper like the Morning News, and obviously you kind of get the pulse of the scene there. With the deadline having passed and the franchise tag being applied to Dak Prescott, if you had to make a wager and represent the fans, would you say more fans are on board with sign him long term, or more fans are on board with maybe let's see how he does this year?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess they don't have a choice at this point about what does happen. But if you're looking at it from a realistic perspective, I think you should want to have him signed long-term. Quarterbacks, as you know, everywhere are so hard to come by, and especially kind of have this moment in the NFL where there are a lot of good young talents in long-term sustainable places. You just look at Patrick Mahomes and situations like that. And if you have somebody that's shown the potential and shown the ability to win games, no matter if he is number one in the league or number 32 in the league, I think there should always kind of be that onus to make sure you have your option at quarterback locked down long term so you don't end up in the opposite situation, which isn't ideal.
Couple final thoughts for Callie Kaplan of the Dallas Morning News. As we know, with the second pick of the WNBA draft, the Wings took Oregon's Satu Sabali, who her coach refers to as a unicorn. But what you wrote, I thought was interesting. Beyond the hardwood, what could you tell us about this new justice movement she's become a part of?
Yeah, it's been really cool to watch her as a rookie acclimate to the NBA so quickly, both on the court, like I was saying, in practice, and off the court, too, with just the drive that she has to get involved with different initiatives for diversity and for underserved communities. Something I had talked with her about since the Wings drafted her in mid-April, and how she wanted to get to Dallas really quickly and wanted to get to know the communities as best as she could under the current circumstances, and just learn how to be a voice for people to look to in the community. And so with the Social Justice Council that she's involved with now with the WNBA as a whole, I think that's a great way, like she said, and like I kind of recognized learning more about it and talking with her, it's a great way for her to not only be able to feel like she's using her voice and to find her footing as a figure off the court, but also a great way for her to learn from some of the veteran players like Breanna Stewart, who's also on the Social Justice Council, and to kind of see how she can follow veterans' footsteps, not only in basketball, but in also the way they conduct themselves in the community.
Considering a final thought for Callie, you know, she's young. I mean, she left school a year early to take on this additional responsibility, for, you know, from transitioning from college to the best competition in the world. And I thought your angle with Coach Brian Agler was pretty poignant. Accurate to say that he said, I think he sees it in her nature, this desire to just want to learn and devour information.
Absolutely. She said herself that she asked frequent questions at practice, and I can imagine that just from having to gotten to know her personality through the different calls that we've had, I think she offers a ton of versatility on the court. She can play the three, the four. Brian Agler has really talked up her ability to improve and to play well on defense, too. And I think that it just kind of goes to show that they project her not only as, you know, an important piece on the court, but as, you know, potentially that franchise piece to build around. And it might look a little bit different this summer. It might be weird and kind of a definitely a unique acclimation to the WNBA game, but they expect a lot out of her, and I think they're pretty confident that she's going to deliver.
Folks, she is Callie Kaplan of the Dallas Morning News. Keep up during the fast-approaching NBA playoffs and see how the Mavs make the run on Twitter. It's at Callie Kaplan. Callie, I really enjoy your work, and I really appreciate you taking some time to talk to us. Wishing you and yours well, and I hope we can catch up again down the road.
Thanks so much for having me on. I hope you guys stay healthy, too.
All right. Thank you so much. Be well.